Okay, we continue in the Bala Tanya. We're on our second volume in the Sefer Chassidus Mevoaris, and that will put us on page Yud. Okay, page Yud. The ninth chapter of the Tanya, Chelek Aleph. And it's called Mokom Mishkan Shtei HaNefashos B'Guf Adam, the place where the two souls reside within the person. So we'll do the introduction in the small print. Page Yud. Keep turning. Okay, now you want some over there. Okay.
I'll find it.
It's not too far. The beginning of that type of print. Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'll go back. It should be page Yud. Right there. That's not Yud. Oh, different printing.
The right volume?
Oh, it's the wrong volume. Look at the back. Maybe he's got. He doesn't have that volume. That's right. Okay. Kidei levar es echus hamochama bein shtei hanefashos. In order to appreciate, to explain the value of the battle between the two souls, makdim rabbeinu levar es mokam mishkan kol achas mishtei hanefashos b'guf adam. The Rebbe is going to explain where do each of these souls have its principal residence. Shemizeh novin es tchunoseim amiyuchadas vestivan. Thereby we can understand their unique natures and their qualities. V'ketzad hein menalas es hamochama. And how they start the war. Klomar, meaning to say, even though both souls actually are found and act and affect the entire body. Each one of the souls has a central part, a unique central part, which is its mishkan, which is its dwelling place. Klomer ikur hiskalus shalo, the main revelation of itself. And from there it spreads to work through the entire body. In the brackets, he's saying, "Alderch Mashikos." Similarly, where it says by Hashem, "Make for me a mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem, and I will dwell in them." So, what does it mean? Or even in the Mishkan, whatever. Even though you know Hashem's honor fills the entire world, Hashem is everywhere. So, how do you make a place that's a Mishkan for Hashem? How do you understand a Mishkan for Hashem? If Hashem is everywhere. The answer is, Mikomokam Iker Hashros V'Gilui Hashchina Hu B'Kodesh HaKadoshim. The main residency and revelation of the Shechina is in the Holies of the Holies. And then it spreads to the rest of the world. Similarly, over here, we have for the godly soul and the animal soul, their principal address where they are revealed. Footnote number one on the bottom tells us, Re'eh Lahalan, you look later on in chapter 12, Shekoach sheyeshna b'nefesh alokis lishlot ala nefesh abahamis, the power that is within the godly soul to dominate over the animalistic soul, who totsa shalahev dolzeh. This is a result of this very difference of what? B'moka mishkan shtena feshes v'guf, where each one of the souls has the principal residence. Kiamoch, as we'll see, the brain, which is the principal residence of the godly soul, Sholat Alev, will have dominion over the heart, which is the principal residence of the animalistic soul, which we will see. So it's important to know the technicals. We just will say, well, I've got an animalistic soul that runs through my whole body. I have a godly soul that runs through my whole body. It doesn't help us in understanding the battle plans that we have to have and what we should be doing. You have to be in line to know how the lay of the land is, to know how to activate different parts to effectively win the battles that we have. Okay, that was all in the introduction. Now we start the first bold line of the Bala Tanya. V'hine, Mekom Mishka Nevesh HaBahamis Shemeklipas Noga, the principal residency of the animalistic soul, which we have defined as the Klipas Noga, the light, the shell of light, B'chol Ish Yisrael, in every Jewish person, the principal residency of the animalistic soul, Hu Balev, that's in the heart. We can go skip that next line, just repeating it. Next bold line, which is where, and again, a little medicine lesson over here. And where in the heart, not just anywhere in the heart, b'chalol smoli, shuhu molidam, in the left side, is that the ventricle, left ventricle, which is full of blood. Okay, we'll have to explain what this means. Look, a whole page of explanation. All right. So I don't know how far medicine was advanced in the 1700s. I don't know if they knew all the parts of the heart, the ventricles and auricles and all these things and the whole circulatory system. But obviously,
maybe earlier.
Obviously the Balatanya did, right? You don't know this, the history. You just know what it is. It's not the history.
They were cutting up people back then, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And animals.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, they were cutting up. I don't know if they knew what was going on. Pumping of the blood, all that stuff. I don't know.
That'd be the pump. That'd be where the...
No, but it's the left ventricle. But, okay, now he's going to explain. Beleva Gashmi, in the physical heart, Yeshne Chalon, there's two cavities. Echad Mimin Vechad Mispol, one to the right, one to the left. Mishkom Mishkan HaNefesh HaBahamis HuBechlal HaSmali Shumalei Dam. And the principal residency of the animalistic soul, which is in the left ventricle, which is full of blood. And what does full of blood mean? Pirish, next page. Seder Hilach Adam HaSovi B'chol Evri HaGufu. This is the order of the circulatory system. Shetchila Adam Iskavitz B'chol Avarim El Achlal HaYamani Shebalev. First, all the blood that comes back into the system goes into the right side of the heart. Umisham holech adam lareya, and from there the blood goes into the lungs. Hamachnisa besocha ruachaim, it puts into it a living breath, which means oxygen. It oxygenates the blood from the right side of the heart going through the lungs. It oxygenates the blood. Kadesh yuchol lahachis aguf, in order to give life to the body. Now, where does it go from the lungs? Mehareya bohadam elachalala smoli shemalev. Then from the lungs, it goes into the left part of the heart. Shashalech asadam lchalevarim kidei lachayosam. To send them through the body to keep them alive. Vishuv chayzer adam alalev chosukle. And that is the system keeps going, 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 going. So the we'll call it the deoxygenated blood goes into the right side, goes into the lungs. You have oxygenated blood goes into the left side, and that puts it into the rest of the body. So in that left side, where there's oxygenated blood that goes into the system, that's where the principal animalistic soul resides. Okay. That's what it means. This is what the Baal HaTanya means, that the left side is full of blood. What does it mean, full of blood? Klomer, because the right side also has blood, but Klomer, that's the central place of the blood that will now go through the entire body. It's full of blood that will give life, living force to the body. The right side of the heart does not give anything to the body, so to speak. It's just getting the old blood, so it's not giving life. It's the left side that is really giving the life-giving blood to the body. This and more. Besides the blood that's been collected up from the different body parts into the heart, and it's going around and around from the left to the rest of the body. Now this, we don't know. Reviz dam itzarasa. There's always, in the left side of the heart, a reviz of blood in and of itself. He revis dam shanefesh tolbo, and that's what we call the revis of blood that the soul depends on to have that revis of blood. Dam zanimtza b'chalal asmali. That's found in the left side of the heart. Kolashen Rabbeinu b'makom echel, like the Rebbe says in another place, v'chalal asmali mali dam. The left side's full of blood. Shadam huanefesh. The pasuk says the blood is the soul of the person. And that's specifically referring, as Chazal say, Hain reviz dam shebenefesh shluva. There's that reviz of dam that the whole soul depends on. Mishkan abalev, it's in the heart, which is on the left side. Does that fit into your textbooks? Or?
I don't know how much reviz is, but yeah, there's always left over in the left side.
Always. Okay, reviz is, let's say, around 4 ounces. You don't know. Could be. So there's always blood there, which doesn't get pumped out.
Of course it does.
And
it's not the same blood each time.
It doesn't pump out all the blood.
Each pump, there's only, let's say, 65% of the normal person gets actually pumped out, and the rest stays there. And it gets pumped out the next one, but then it gets refilled.
And on the right side?
I don't remember.
Okay. Right. Could be there's nothing.
Could be.
Just gets it and sends it right into the lungs. Okay, very good. Okay, footnote five. L'chira, it would appear, b'loshen mitzaratzma, it says there's a revis mitzad atzmo in and of itself. So in the Likutei Torah, he says eina kavona shalev atzmo yotzadam. So it doesn't mean that the heart produces this blood. No, el shabit nigud l'shar hadamim shabalev. But as opposed to the rest of the blood, shetavkidam, who that their purpose is not for itself, but l'ach yosef v'remechem, to cause the rest of the body to live. Whereas the heart, what it pumps out is for the rest of the organs to live from. As opposed to that, hinei revis damzu, but this revis of blood, who bishvel levas, is for the heart itself. Hanalios mishkan ruach achayim shabalev, for it to be the dwelling place of the living soul that's in the heart. So the revis of blood that's always in the left ventricle, that is what the animalistic soul depends on, that it becomes now, the heart becomes a utensil for that godly soul. So it always has to have some kind of blood for it to be that for which the godly soul to reside in principally, as it always has that amount, while other parts of the body, I guess, just passes through, keeps, whatever. Fine. Now, back upstairs, second last paragraph. Since the principal job of the animalistic soul is to give life to the body as it is enclosed in the blood, therefore the principal residence is going to be the left ventricle of the heart. I share some, because what's over there? It's the central point where the blood gets sent to every part of the body. So that left ventricle really is the cause of the life of every body part. If you don't have the left ventricle, you're dead, because there's nothing to put life-giving force, blood, oxygenated blood into the system. And also, number two, it has this makom revis dam shenefesh talibo. It has a place where revis of blood is residing on a permanent basis, although it might be different revis, that the soul depends on. Okay, so now, continuing with the words of the Baal Tanya, Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, as we said already, Ki Adamo Nefesh, the blood is the soul, which means, Zesh Shemoko Mishkan Nefesh Abamis Hu Bechlala Smali Shebelev, the fact that the principal residency of the animalistic soul is in the left ventricle, Mefurish, next page, the divrei hakosef, that's exactly what the pasuk says. Ki adamu nefesh, because the blood is the soul. Hainu shadam shebelev nikshav nislapsha nefesh chinus, because the blood that's in the heart, okay, that's tied up and enclosed within that life force, that animalistic life force that is in the animal. All right, so this is the regular animalistic soul. It's not the godly soul. And that is, so the central part is the heart. That's the main thing, and from that it brings us in. Now you understand why we say it's the heart. Because on a physical level it's so. And therefore we'll see on the, in terms of the animalistic life force, that is the source of that animalistic life force. Next words of the Baal Tanya, v'lachein, therefore, kalatavas, v'hisparus, v'kas, v'domem, heimbalev. Therefore all the negative qualities, such as lust, arrogance and anger, or similar ones, they begin in the heart. That's where it comes from. Says the explanation. Since the principal residence of the animalistic soul is in the heart, Hainu, mean to say, Shikr Yiskalo Shel Nefesh Ubalev, the main revelation of the soul is in the heart. So therefore, all the bad mitos, which you already explained are the principal animalistic qualities, which you explained in the first chapter of the Baal Tanya. Mekom b'lev adam, their place is in the heart of the human being. Klomer, meaning to say, Trilas hisoerus viskalus amidah shel nefesh abahamis, the beginning of the revelation of the animalistic qualities, he beregesh halev, is in, with the feelings of the heart. It's not that the intellect of the brain is giving birth to and arousing these feelings. These animalistic feelings are coming rooted from the heart, not from the brain. That's the important point you have to understand, as we'll see later on. Now, what happens? Continuing the words of the Baal Tanya, and now from the heart, they now spread out to the rest of the body. Explanation. Since the bad qualities are awakened and start and revealed in the heart, they spread to the rest of the body. Those are the tools of action. Now that you are angry, you're going to punch someone in the nose, right? So now that blood from the heart goes into your fists, and now it punches somebody in the nose. It acts on it, right? The bad mitos just don't stay inside of you. They need to express themselves in arrogance. They spread themselves to your hands and your mouth and being a glutton or things like that. That activates the bad mitos. Continuing the Balatanya, and also this blood goes into the brains as well. To think about and to make important and to think about and to even delve into wisdom about these bad qualities, as explained. Besides the fact that the bad qualities spread from the heart to the rest of the body and are activated, next page, Yud Gimel, they also influence the brains, which intellect comes from. To explain a little more, even the animalistic soul, yesh kocho shel sechel, it does have powers of intellect besides the mitos. But how does it work a little differently? But on the other hand, while the bad mitos, the bad qualities that are rooted in the heart, hein ikar mahusa, that's the main essence of the animalistic soul, but the person's intellect, ein el kidei l'shamish es mitosef. Now the brain will be, as we would say, captivated to serve the bad mitos, which are lachshov, lachashev, laharer b'hen, l'schachem b'hen. Those are the words the Baal Tanya says. Now Yechlomer means to say, what's the brain going to do? Lachashachos b'mitos aros nisar b'lev. Once one of the bad mitos gets aroused in the heart, amol koshev umaharo dosa umachakem, eklahotzi tavosim gochapo. The brain starts thinking, how do I bring that feeling into reality? In other words, the heart has this feeling, okay, I am lustful now. I'm feeling feelings of lust. So now the blood pumps into the brain, and it's okay. The brain says, okay, what am I going to have to do to be able to fulfill the lust that I have right now? So let's say I'm not really hungry. I'm lustfully wanting to eat late at night. So the brain starts saying, okay, what do we got in the house? We could eat. Okay, you know, what's going to take for me to be able to fulfill my lusts right now? So, okay, I remember there's a big bag of chips, because now using the memory of the brain, remember last week we put a bag of chips, spicy chips, and some really good beer. I remember with my brain where it was put, and I'm going to give the orders to the rest of the body to go there. And then the rest of the body that's getting blood plumped from the heart will now be very happy to do the job of pressing on the potato chips and the beer. And that's how the system is working, all coming from the heart. Continues. The nimsa comes out, so it comes out that the brain also receives from the animalistic soul. So not only is the body being commandeered by the heart and that animalistic soul that's rooted in, but even the brain acts as well to accommodate what the needs of the animalistic soul is. Continues the Baal HaTanya. Kemosha adam makor b'lev, just like we know that the blood, it's rooted in the heart. But still, my lev mispash l'chol evarim, and from the heart it spreads to the rest of the body parts. Kamol amok shavrosh, it also goes to the brain as well. Explains the Chassidus Mevarz. Seder said, this order, ba'ofen hisgalos hanefesh ha'amis, in the order of how the animalistic soul is revealed, and its bad mitos, v'soch ha'guf, is like this. Shemishkan ha'ikor b'lev. The main principal residency is in the heart. From there it spreads to the rest of the body parts. And also goes to the brains. And that is very, just like the physical order is that way, it also fits in Leseder. It also spreads the rest of the body to make it physically happen. So there's a parallel to the physical and the metaphysical aspect of the animalistic soul. In terms of keeping it alive, if the blood doesn't pump to the brain, you're in trouble. If it doesn't pump to any part of the body, you physically are in danger. But also you will be spiritually in danger by what it pumps into the rest of your body. The blood spreads to the rest of the body from the heart. The brain also gets from it. And that's the same way the mitos spread to the rest of the body. So this is explanation of, we'll call it, the circulatory system of the animalistic soul. Okay? That is how, so exactly paralleling how the left ventricle is pumping in, that's the root of the animalistic soul, and therefore it pumps into the brain to give it the ideas of how to manifest itself, just like it works physically, exactly it works spiritually. Okay, that's all the animalistic soul. Now we turn to the other side of the coin. Continues the Baal HaTanya at the bottom of the page. Ach makom mishkan nefesh elokis, but the principal residency of the godly soul, hu bamochem shebarosh, it's in the brains in the head. Okay, all the part that's called your brains, right? Okay, and why? So he says below. Next page, the main part of the godly soul is in the brains. Why? Because the godly soul, the power of the intellect, is the main thing. They reveal themselves in the brains and the head. As opposed to the animalistic soul, its main residence is the heart, which is going to be its feelings, as opposed to its intelligence. That's the key. So the battle is going to be the intellect versus the feelings. That's what the heart. The heart is the feelings and the spirit versus the intellect. And that sets up, so now you can, we will see as we develop this, how the battle is played out. The intellect versus the emotion. What I know versus what I want. Okay, that is the battle. Okay, otherwise, person doesn't even understand how they have to deal with themselves. Okay, now it continues. But it also, the brain, now we're talking about brain waves spread out to the rest of the body as well. So you've got blood and brain waves both spreading to different parts of your body. How does the godly soul get its agenda completed? Right? It spreads to the rest of the body. So all the actions should be fitting according to what the intellect wants. V'nimsa comes out, shebenefesh alokis, kochas haseichel sholtim al kol shar kochos. So in the godly soul, is the power of the intellect that rules over the rest of the body. Right? Your brain has to give the orders to your feet and body this morning. You got an order at about 5:30. Get out of bed. Right? Get out of bed. It's the brain is sending waves to get out of bed. And hopefully the body's listening to it and it gets out of bed. While the heart is pumping blood into the rest of the body and saying, sleep in your bed. I want to stay in bed. The brain says, you know that you have to get out of bed and go to shul. All right? So that's the conflicting messages that are coming. Now, not always. We'll have to see. That's just the simple, just the very basics right now. We're not going to discuss how you can train yourself and things like that. But there is a body that the animalistic soul has all the bad mitos, and we're just in the beginning now. We're not talking what's going to happen if you win, and then you don't have to have these battles every day. But that's the primary way. I'm oversimplifying what's going on over here. Hold on, let's do a little more explanation. So that's going to the rest of the body, but also, the brain waves are sent, Baal HaTanya says next words, Vigamba Lev. But also sends messages into the heart as well. Now we get a whole new aspect. Hanefesh alokis, the godly soul, shechenes misgalim, galis v'mochen shebaros, mishpeshes bo, hamoach, min hamoach, lishkon gam b'lev. So this animal, the godly soul that resides in the brain, also spreads into and resides also into the heart. Perish, meaning. Not only does the action of the body parts conduct themselves according to the power of the intellect of the godly soul, but even the characteristics of the godly soul, there's characteristics as well, which also the characteristics are all in the heart. The heart is all characteristic. Their root is from the brains. Feelings and qualities, they all come out of the heart. Through the understanding of the greatness of Hashem, which is in the brains of the head. He has to explain more. It's all, you have to be patient here until he gets everything out in the open. Let's look in footnote 13. Open hispashtus anefesh alokis min amochin el alev eno hispashtus levad kishpastuso lupsharver. This idea of, let's use the word spreading, the godly soul from the brains to the heart is not the same thing as the spreading to the other body parts. It's not the same thing. Rather, it means Elohi gam shochenes belev. It also resides in the heart. Kimikom mishkan hayetzer tov ulev, because we know the place where the yetzer tov resides is in the heart. Now, for more explanation, we have to go to the footnotes in the back in Oz Gimel. And he's going to, Oz Gimel is going to tell us how to read the lines of the Baal Tanya better. All the way back. Beishin Nun Tes Sif Gimel. Oz Gimel. So, Beharis Ala Tanya, before, on the commentary on the Tanya, they explain. Shemiloshin Rabbeinu, the Gam Belev. Now look carefully, there's the hole on both sides here. Let's go over the whole line. It says, from the brain, it says, and I have to understand how to read the line now. It says, the principal residency of the godly soul is in the brains. Umisham is fashed chalevern. And from there it spreads, le chalevern, to all the body parts. But then what's the next two words? Vigam balev, and also in the heart. What should it have said? And also,
to
the heart. Doesn't say that. One little letter makes a big difference. So what does it mean, also in the heart? He's going to see what he's going to say. So, reading on. Mashma shalev eno kishari virgo. Seems that the heart is not like the other body parts, because it's in and not to. Sheshvim raki spashtus shal nefesh alokis, that the others have a spreading of the godly soul. El halev ugam mokoim mishkan hanefesh alokis. It's also a principal residency of the godly soul. Not that it's getting messages from the brain, but it's also, Klomer, and it's going to explain. Hamilim, the words, v'gam belev, and also in the heart, einam is yasos olim, they're not connected to the clause right before it. From there, it spreads the rest of the body parts. Shekos, let's say it was written before there. Lomer, shegam lelev, hihim is fashtus, that also to the heart it spreads. No. But it's really to be going into the clause before that. In other words, the clause before that said, the main principal residency is in the, of the godly souls in the brains, and then sub-clause. And from there, from the brains, it goes to the rest of the body. Now we go back to the first clause. The principal residency is also vigam balev, and it's also balev. That's what it says, in the heart. So the principal residency of the godly soul is in the brains. Put a little side point, and from the brains it goes to the rest of the body. And then also the principal residency is also gam balev, also in the heart. Okay? That's how we have to read it. So it's got two principal residencies. And which part of the heart do you think it's going to be in? Take a guess. The animalistic soul is in the left ventricle. It's going to be on the right ventricle. Okay? That's going to be the right ventricle. Okay, we'll see how this all fits in. It's going to explain it all. Next paragraph in the footnotes. Umosif, the commentary on the Tanya there adds, Shekein Mashigam Elosher Beinu Kaman. That also appears from the Rebbe's comments later on. You can skip that paragraph. Venimsa comes out. Shenefesh Alokis, Shonam Nefesh Bamis. So the godly soul is much different than the animalistic soul, but kach in which way? Next page. Ki makom mishkan anefesh abahamis hu rak belev. The animalistic soul only principally resides in the heart. Umisham hayrak ola lamach, and there it only sends blood. It spreads to the brain, but the brain is never a principal residency of the animalistic soul. I'll never shall look, he said again, but the godly soul is not that way. The godly soul has a residency both in the brain and both in the heart. Why is this such a difference? Iker mahusa shall never shall bahamis hu midos, the main essence of the animalistic soul is only characteristics. Vahamochin shalah, and the intelligence that is used with the animalistic soul, himrak tfeilim el midos, are only supplementary to the characteristics. Umishamshin litzarkon, and are only used to further the needs of the animalistic soul. In other words, so the root of all the evil and the animalism of the person comes from the heart, which is the feelings, the characteristics. Once the characteristics are engaged, then it will make use of the brain to suit its needs. Mm-hmm. But it's not being sourced in, so the intelligence is already being used, only the intellect is activated only after the evil characteristics are in full force and are using the brain for its needs. Okay, but they're not sourced in intellect. It's not coming from a good reasoned position. Right? So you use your brains for evil, but it's once the evil has taken over the ship. It says, okay, now, brains, give me a, try to remember where is the food I want to eat. Right? The brain wasn't thinking, okay, let me intellectually try to understand what is the thing I should be doing here. I should be fressing on potato chips and beer late at night. The brain is never going to do that. Okay? The brain is going to only be ordered by the heart. I want to eat. Now you remember where the food's stashed. Or try to figure out how can we get to some food to fress on. So that's what is grabbing the brain and using the brain for that. But it's not a principal residency. It's being overtaken, as it were, by that. Okay? Therefore, so it's the residency is only in the heart. Next paragraph. On the other hand, the godly soul, even though the main part of the godly soul is in the brain, but the main work of the neshama is in the qualities of the heart. That's the idea of the yetzer tov. Hamidos shel hanefesh halokis, the godly qualities that exist. Residency is also in the heart. So you've got an intellect, so the animalistic soul has got just pure feelings, emotions of bad midos. That's on the left ventricle. The good midos of the godly soul, you have automatically good midos and automatically bad midos. The animal's midos and the godly midos. Those are both principled in the left and right ventricles. On top, you also have an extra benefit. The intellect, the primary intellect, is the godly understanding of how things should happen. So you have two principal parts from the positive side, with only one principal part on the negative side. However, the brain can be commandeered by the evil part to do things it shouldn't be doing. All right? That's the difference. Okay. Let's now go to the left. I'm still not finished. I'm skipping a few paragraphs. Left hand side. Okay, it just explains more and more and proves it. We need to clarify a little bit. So, in spite of the fact that the godly soul still, it does indeed also reside in the heart. Still. This is hard to explain right now, but still, even though it's considered a principal residency, but still, it does draw forth from the brain, dafka, as we'll see later on in the 13th chapter, where hanefesh aloki shebemelach hamispashet bechlali meshleif. There seems to be a connection from the brain to the heart. In other words, it becomes a principal residency, but it still is drawing forth from the heart. We'll have to explain the logistics later. How does that happen? Say ikar kavanas v'rena kan. That's what the main thing the Baal Tanya means over here. Again, shenever shalokis misfa shedes yom moach elaleiv. It does spread from the brain to the heart to a certain extent. Kvisha mamshich levar, as it will explain later on. Ketsa amido shal nefesh shalokis and letus mesaris adim ofen shadavka. How godly qualities do arouse themselves from the brain. So we will see exactly what that. It's very technical. On the one hand, it's saying it's a principle. On the other hand, it's drawing forth. So we'll have to resolve that. But anyway, you still have two strongholds on the positive side and one stronghold on the negative side. Okay, now go back into Yud Dalet. Today we're just learning the mechanics. Can't ask a lot of questions because it's just the mechanics right now.
Well, the one question, Rabbi, are we defining here the fact that there's actually a physical connection between the physical body and the soul?
Absolutely.
So actually, palpable.
A human being, forget about it, how does a human being live? The doctors still don't know.
Right.
They still don't know what is making that thing stay alive. Okay, the heart and this and that. But what's making the heart do what it's doing? What's making the blood do what it's doing? Those are there is a spiritual component that is the blood in the heart. That heart is able to give off emotion. Okay, we'll have to see. You know how they is a very gray area. That, you know, it's very hard to catch this. You know, they see brain waves. They see this, they see that. But still, but it is coming. It is emanating. Now, remember that the animalistic soul is biochemistry. Right? How do the doctors explain, you know, you get angry? Well, whatever. They say messages come from the brain. But still, all of a sudden, boom, comes anger. So, like, how does that happen? How do you take that animal, that anger, catch it? How do you catch it and dissect it from the brain waves, and that's beyond the physical. That's that animalistic soul that animals have too, but the animals don't have a brain to that work together with that are commandeered, as it were. Yeah. So we'll see. But this is all metaphysical. Doctors have to acknowledge it is a metaphysical reality that they cannot feel in touch. That is in the animal part, and also the godly soul. The godly soul is for sure, it's being rooted in our body, at least in the brain and in the right part of the heart.
I think I heard a bit of an answer to the question I was going to ask before. Isn't there an emotional connection to Hashem? Like an emotional good, and I guess that might be in the right side.
That's right, exactly. Love of Hashem. That comes from the right side of the heart. Okay, so now I'm going to explain. In the heart itself, just a little bit more. The chalal ayamini, shein bo dam. In the right ventricle, that does not have any blood. Explanation. Since the main concept of the godly soul is the intellect in the brain. Okay, so even though when it spreads to go into the brain, it's on the right ventricle that doesn't have any blood. Now let's explain next stage. When we say that the right ventricle has no blood, it doesn't mean to say that no blood ever gets there. No. But the job of the right ventricle is not to send blood. That's not its job. As opposed to the left side, where its job is specifically to send blood throughout the entire body, and also that release of blood of the nefesh, the animal, is in the left side. The right side doesn't have any of that. It just receives deoxygenated blood and just sends it to the lungs. That's all it does. I really would have loved this. It's a whole cardiac class.
Yeah,
El Hachnasas Ruach HaChayim Besoch Adam.
We needed you before.
But it helps bring in living force into the blood, which means oxygen. The right ventricle helps oxygenate the blood by pushing it into the lungs where the air comes in there. The blood that comes into the right ventricle, it goes into the lungs, and now it gets the living force, meaning the oxygen, right, comes into it from that. Beer evidence. Let's explain. So what does that mean in terms of midos? There's a natural difference between the natural midos of the animalistic soul, which comes from the left side of the heart, and the godly soul that comes from the right side of the heart, which is so now, the nature of the animalistic soul, what kind of blood is coming from the left ventricle? as opposed that's coming out of the right ventricle. What's the quality of blood that's the difference? So the idea is resichas halev, the boiling of the heart. The boiling of the heart, the boiling part. The lee medida vagbolus is without any intellectual boundaries. The heart is pumping out one thing. Boom! The left ventricle, boom! Fresh, very forceful blood. But what comes in the right ventricle, the blood's almost dead already. There's nothing left of that blood. Not excited blood, it's worn out blood without the oxygen. But the left one, boom, is pumping out exciting blood. That's giving vitality and, you know, what all those medical terms that means gives life to the different organs of the body. But there's no intellectual boundaries to it. That really is what the Yetzirah is. The bad midos are what the animal wants to do without any intellectual framework around it. Therefore, the place for that animalistic soul is in the left ventricle, which is makom resichas adamim, the place where the blood boils, as it were. Now, I don't know if you can tell me the temperature of the blood in the right left ventricle is higher than the temperature. I mean, he's not talking about temperature, obviously, but I don't know if that would really fit in nice, if that would work.
No, what? It's not the temperature, but it works. It's not the temperature, it's the pressure. So on the left side, what happens is it has all this oxygen and it comes up quickly, high pressure, 120 millimeter. The other side, it comes back slowly, like a pressure of 10. So it's kind of like the person who's so excited and no thinking, they just kind of run at their full force. They've already overrun six people before they even thought. The other side comes in.
Is that what it means by boiling? By boiling, it means with pressure. Okay, let's just go to the next page, just finish this little part. The ilu hamidos shall never shall lokis, but the midos of the godly soul, chaduras bo'or ha-sefes or something, they really are in the intellect part. That's where it really is. Kikar yinir shall never shall lokis, la-sefes or mach, but that's really the principal residency is in the brain. And therefore the midos that come out from the brain, v'notzes, are they amokhan shibarosh, it comes out of there. And anybam kokachas teva resila, it doesn't have that natural burning, that excitement that's there, because the brain in brackets usually cools down the excitement of the midos, right? Keteva adam balmokan, like a person who thinks. A person who really thinks, he is deliberate. He slows things down. Who masum betiva, mudasav, he midasichos, and his midos are intellectual midos that don't boil. Therefore, when it plays itself out in manifesting in the right side, because that's why it has no blood, quote unquote, doesn't have that quality of the pumping that's there in the right side. It's not that same pressure. Footnote 20, when it says midos roschos, what does it mean? Boiling midos. It doesn't come through intellect. In the afshiniros to keep us closer, and they even though they appear to be stronger, we call makom ain hay midos and midos. In other words, what comes out of the left seems stronger than what comes out of the right, and you think it's truer because it's stronger, but it's not because there's no intellect dealing with it at all. They're not coming deeply from the soul because they spot well, and therefore they can be nullified easily. In other words, on the one hand, they appear so strong because they pump so hard, but they got no brains behind it. So some brains should be able to conquer it pretty easily. Let's say the midos of a child. A little child doesn't have any brains. When a little kid gets angry, they get temper tantrums. Right? That's big boiling, big pressure. But you can get them off topic very easily. Right away, I'm so upset. Here, you know, there's a new television program. Oh yeah, what is it? Boom, and you're there. The intellect can get the child away from there. So big anger, big exploding. But then in a minute, it doesn't stew on it, doesn't brood on it. Well, an adult won't go screaming and yelling, but he's going to sit with that for a long time. So the HR is like the little kid, pumping really hard, wants it really bad, but you can distract it very easily and very quickly. We need somebody for Kaddish.
Yeah, does anybody have
a few? No, one more line. But different, the midas come from the intellect, And now come are conducted from that. Person says, I know this is what's fitting and proper that I should be doing because my brain's telling me. So now the mita isn't boiling. It's not, but they're true. And will remain. That's the difference. So the heart just left side pump, heart. No brains, no nothing. I want. Big, very powerful, but can be easily distracted. The mitos from the right side of the heart, which coming from the brains saying, no, you shouldn't do this, you really shouldn't do this. Now, once you know that, or you really should, it's quiet, it's softer, it's intellect, but and it won't come out pumping and jumping, but it'll be steady and not easily distracted. So this now becomes the beginning of the setup of the Yetzer Hara versus the Yetzer Tov. It all fits in to the medical part of the body. Okay.